48 and possibly the last episode of the year, question mark. Welcome back, everybody. Bruise and Banter. Perhaps one last time in 2024. Perhaps not. You'll have to check back in next skirt. You'll have to check back in at a different point to see, because next week is Christmas. Anyway, what's up, guys?
What's up? You wait, Greg?
I'm here. I'm ready.
I wish y'all knew what just transpired. I'll tell you. We've been waiting for about 45 minutes for this man to hop on to record, because he set an alarm to wake up from his nap. Grown man, mind you. Nap at 7 o'clock. His alarm went off at 7:45 to record. Our email to join the studio was at 7:48, and he was out for another 25 minutes. Long story short, if Greg has to be somewhere and you're not perfectly on time, count him out.
Insane.
Why are you so tired, Greg?
I did half a Xan, 13 hours to land, you know what I'm saying?
All right. That was episode 48.
Yeah.
Hate this, man.
I don't know, dude. I got like 7.5 hours of sleep last night. You know what, dude? It's because I went to Dillard's after work, bro, which is out of my routine. And
you say Dillard's?
Dillard's.
Oh. Mm. Take a lot out of it.
No. Yeah, I mean, talking to them people, and I spent money, and it made me sad, so I came home to sleep.
How long were you asleep?
Shit, I don't know. But I guess about, probably about 45 minutes.
Can't stand this man. Oh, one of my best friends, but my God. This isn't the first time that his sleep has gotten in the way.
I saw you made a trip, G, yesterday. How was that?
I made a trip. Oh, shit. I was like, did I do LSD or something? Yeah, the wife and daughter and I, we packed up and drove up to Amarillo to go to the new Busey's up in that bit.
Busey's.
Baby slept the whole way there and back and in the store. She didn't even get to bask in the glory that is that damn Beaver Parlor. But yeah, we went and got some snacks. We got her a little onesie. And it was really on a whim yesterday or Monday. I told P, because they opened up, I said, hey, let's go up there. I thought she was going to call my bluff, but she just said, okay. So I said, fuck.
And hell yeah.
Yeah, spur of the moment trip. It was nice. People in Amarillo, a lot of them, I guess, have not seen a Buc-ee's because that bitch was jumping.
Bro, the clips I was seeing, because I guess like the first 50 people, whatever, get a t-shirt or something. These motherfuckers are up there at like 4:35. I'm like, bro, y'all got to relax. Ain't that serious? I've never been to a Buc-ee's. I still haven't been over there.
What?
Yeah, bro, never been to a Buc-ee's. Me and Jessica were talking about this yesterday because I was like, I don't see the hype. I'm just saying that just because we've never been to one. So I was just like, these people are losing their minds. They're at the doors like it's Black Friday waiting for this bitch to open. And I saw a picture and they said, this guy is so, he's swagged out in Buc-ee's. Dude had Buc-ee Vans, a Buc-ee sweatshirt, a Buc-ee beanie. His baby had a Buc-ee onesie. And I'm like, bro, what is happening? Is this a cult? What's it? What's going on?
It's pretty close. Have we talked about Buc-ee's before? We may have. Greg, do you like that?
We talked about Buc-ee's.
Hmm.
I don't like it enough to go to Amarillo. I'm going to keep it a buck. All
right. Sorry.
They got really good chocolate
donuts. I don't like nothing enough to go to Amarillo. James, where you live at?
That's crazy. All right, James, cool, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine being swagged up in Buc-ee's gear. That's, you know, that's crazy to me, bro. But I want to have a fit like that for like Plan B. You know what I'm saying?
Plan B.
That's
a
sponsorship. Yeah, the morning after pill. That's the sponsorship I want.
Wow, there you have it.
Okay. They sell Plan B at Buc-ee's?
Do they?
I don't think so.
Imagine?
Yeah, I don't think so.
If it is it like Plan Buc-ee? It's not actually Plan B, like the pill.
Right.
Let me get a $20 scratch off and some of that Cajun beef jerky and two Plan Bs.
Just a normal Buc-ee haul there.
How did you like the roads over here?
Oh man, that I forgot about that stretch between Canyon and Amarillo. It was ass. Fortunately, at that time, it wasn't crazy. Traffic wasn't awful. I can't imagine what it's like trying to get to work at 8 a.m. or after school or after 5. But to make the whole part of the interstate two lanes and construction all around is crazy. Yeah. You could have broken that bitch up into segments.
It's crazy because they started that. And then a month later, they're like, oh, real quick, we're going to do the same thing over here on Sansi, that back road.
Damn.
So that's getting under construction as well. People are pissed.
Yeah, you're going to have to fly a plane.
Yeah, it's a mess everywhere, dude. It's fucking hell trying to get to Amarillo.
I'm a plug Buc-ee's. If you're there, beef jerky, bye. Chocolate covered almonds, bye. Brisket, P gave it a 7 out of 10. I'm a brisket aficionado. I'd give it like a 5 booms out of 10 booms, but it's all right. They got a big selection of all kinds of other stuff. The beaver nuggets, I'm not really a fan of the beaver nuggets. I've heard the pulled pork is good. Sausage in a tortilla. I know Greg liked that sausage, so he might go up there for that. Well, yeah, quick Buc-ee's plug.
I'm gonna have to try to go over there. I'm gonna let it die down though first, because these people acting crazy. Like, it's just
James. That's how it is. James. It doesn't die down.
Yeah, it's not gonna never die down, bro. You can go to any Buc-ee's in the state, and it's gonna be crazy like that right now.
Ask any Buc-ee's.
Any Buc-ee's. Any real Buc-ee's.
I'm not going there. Fuck it. No, just playing. I'll be over there at some point, but just not right now. Cause hell no.
I remember one time we went to Float the River, and we left San Antonio about 8:13 a.m. Central Time, and then we pulled up to the Buc-ee's about 45 minutes later, and that shit was jumping, James. It's crazy. Nah, and I spent $60, James.
Easy. On what?
That's what happens when you go to Buc-ee's, bro. It's like the minimum purchase.
Yeah.
The fuck? Hell no, nah, bro.
Sometimes it's 6 pounds of jerky. Sometimes it's a 12-pack of the floaty.
6 pounds sometimes of jerky.
He ain't lying.
And I'm not, like I said, I don't even fuck with Buc-ee's like that. Like, it just happens, bro. You walk in, oh, they got sausage biscuits. Well, I need that. This is, I need something before it floats the river. Oh, they got those little strings to put on your shades so they don't fly, so you don't lose them. Well, I need those.
Yeah.
A fucking lawn chair? Why not?
Yeah. they got all that. What they don't have though is a plan B. So,
yeah, sorry, you gotta go somewhere else for that.
They ain't taking all my money.
You gotta go down the highway to a Love's or a Flying J.
Fucking hell! But I guess I'll make it over there eventually. But I don't know. Like, again, like I said, I don't understand the hype. But I've never been to one either. So take that with a grain of salt.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, I got you. But one day I'll make it over there. Just not today. Anywho, I want to bring up this story real quick because it was fucking random as hell. A New Zealander studied for a year to win the Spanish World Scramble title. He doesn't speak Spanish. Were you going to bring that up?
No, I read that.
Oh, okay. What's his name? A New Zealand man playing his first ever competition in Scrabble game in Spanish. A language he doesn't speak has won the board games in Spanish language world title. Nigel Richard, professional Scrabble player. He won the Spanish Scramble Tour in Granada, Spain, winning 24 games. But this isn't like the first time he's done this. In 2018-2019, he won the French language Scramble and learned the letters and stuff in 9 weeks. Or 2015. And then he came back in 2018 to win the French title again. His friend said he doesn't understand why other people can't do the same thing. She said he can look at a block of words together, and once they go into his brain as a picture, he can just recall them very easily.
Oh, so he cheats.
So he's just memorizing letters and stuff. But I
got a photograph memory.
That's why he tried that shit in Spain and not Mexico, bro. He ain't coming over here and doing that shit. Exactly.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up that story because it was just like, bro doesn't even speak Spanish, but he went over there and just won the title. I was like, whatever.
What it's game? Crazy. What game do you feel confident in that you could run up in another country and win? Like Connect Four, or Sorry, Life, Candyland.
That Spanish Candyland? Or
yeah,
German Candyland?
Isla de Dulce.
I would say probably Candyland. Or what is the other game? I can't think of the other one right now. But I'll stay with Candyland right now until I remember the other name real quick.
Well,
what
I guess, you got? I guess it would be the same game. I'm sitting here trying to make this complex, but it would still be Candyland, just in a different country. I was going to say Monopoly, but it would just be Deutschland. You know what I'm saying? Depending on where, you know, Germany or some shit.
Yeah.
Nah, I think I'd go to a different country, fuck somebody up in Sudoku.
Sudoku? Oh, shit. Yeah.
I learned the numbers. I would learn, you know, like Japanese numbers. Well, I mean,
the same numbers.
Right, but in the way that
The symbols and stuff. I got you. I was like,
yes, I know three is still three.
Like, what do you mean? My bad.
I'm walking into North Korea and I'm taking that Battleship Championship. And I ain't getting out.
I don't like your chances.
They're not gonna let you out. What you mean?
Walk in your trap, get stuck in your trap.
You gonna start representing North Korea at all the other tournaments? What's up, everybody? I'm Greg, representing North Korea. Let's play.
That's crazy.
You kind of never mind. That might sound a little racist. Let me just walk that back. No, but real talk. If I'm playing this guy, Nigel, he tells me he's from New Zealand, and I'm in Spain. I'm crashing out, bro. I'm flipping the table, throwing the
pieces. Imagine, hello, I'm Nigel. He's like, come on. The fuck you say to me?
And you know,
and he wins.
Spanish people from Spain, they're the uppity kind. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it happened to them.
Maybe Risk. Maybe I win at Risk.
Is that where you take over the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, be careful with the countries. Don't go to North Korea.
Got to like Civ 6 on the Xbox. Yes, that's just on the board game. Probably do that. I'm looking at the board games right now to see what else I probably can do. But these are like the newer board games. I need like the old stuff.
The classics.
Yeah, classics. Hold on, let me see real quick before we move on. So, Candyland, Risk, Scrabble, Battleship, The Game of Life. I don't know if I could do that. And Guess Who? Yeah, I could do that. I could do Guess Who. Fuck yeah. Just give me the pictures of everyone and I can do that, yeah.
Because we're recording this a week before Christmas, and last week we kind of got into some holiday stuff. A lot of what I'm bringing to the table today pertains to the holidays. So just a heads up, listeners, and also to my co-host. We talked about our favorite Christmas movies. I saw a list earlier on Twitter, a list that not one of us constructed, mind you, for the like the best holiday movies according to Bleacher Report or some bullshit like that. What is the worst holiday movie or TV special that you can think of?
I didn't even watch it, but I'm pretty sure it's that Kansas City Hallmark Christmas movie.
What?
Yeah, bro, the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a Hallmark movie.
Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, bro. There's a whole bunch of players in it. Even Andy Reid's in it. The Kelsey's mom's in it. They came out this year. I hadn't even seen it, but I'm pretty sure that's probably the worst one.
I never heard of that. But you might be right. Probably Home Alone 3. Put Home Alone 3 up there. Which I never even watched it, though. It's the one without Macaulay Culkin.
Without him?
Yeah.
I've only seen the first one, so I didn't even know that.
I've seen the sequel, the one in New York.
Mm. Yeah, G loves that movie because his boy's in it.
Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. That's what it's called. Hallmark Christmas movie. That's what they named it. I don't know.
We're not going to let Greg's comment slide. That is not my boy in that film. Greg and his boy share the same magazine cover. They were both named Time Person of the Year. So,
That's crazy. Hold on. I'm looking up Hitler.
Fun fact, Hitler also got.
Oh, yeah, he was. Time. He did get that.
Who?
James Boy Hitler.
All right, let's relax.
Y'all are messing with the wrong ones.
Hold on. I looked up a list because I couldn't think of any Christmas movies. But
I'll give you mine. It's what's going with the little white boy where you shoot your eye out? A Christmas Story or
A Christmas Story? You don't like that one?
Hell no.
My mom loves that movie, bro. I don't understand it. I just like it when he shoots it and it pops him in the glass. I was like, bro, they've been telling you, but look at you.
I've never seen it, bro. I never wanted to watch it though, bro. Just because it's, I don't know, man, felt very vanilla.
That if you can see my face.
Was it like the early 70s, something like that?
It's a shitty movie, but I enjoy it. But I mean, it's pretty shitty, you know, storyline and acting wise. But Jingle All the Way, that movie is kind of ass high key.
Jingle All the Way.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he's Turbo Man.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I just had the list, and that's like number that 9 on the list. He's number 9.
I
kind of
like it.
That's what I enjoy the movie. I'll watch it. It's just, I mean, the acting is shitty. My boy was still better than English when that one came out.
Still on the Rosetta Stone.
That's crazy.
He was like, "Tits on the line." I was like, "Oh shit!" It
scared me.
Oh fuck! Oh, Christmas with the Cranks is on here.
See, I don't even know that one either. I guess there's a shitload of holiday movies I missed.
It has Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, no.
Dan Aykroyd.
The Santa Claus movies, ass, all of them.
You don't even like the first one?
All of them, ass.
Damn. Escape from the third one, the Santa Claus one, the Escape from Claus, trash. And The Perfect Holiday. I don't know if you watched the fuck is it called? The Best Man movies. There's the same people on there. It's Morris Chestnut and what's that? Gabrielle Union. Perfect Holiday.
Garbage. Morris Chestnut's a holiday movie ass name though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Chestnut. You know
what I'm saying? Okay. Well, no, we got it.
Y'all there? Are y'all with me?
Just get right over that one.
He said, okay. Oh, shit. But yeah, that's the only ones I could think of. Oh, wait, there's one more with, it has, what's his name? Vince Vaughn. And is it Reese Witherspoon?
I do love
Four Christmases. That's what it's called. Trash.
Four Christmases.
Yeah.
That I'm going to go ahead and, actually, I don't even know if.
Gremlins.
G's still the belief that Gremlins is not a Christmas movie. It is. But just I don't know if the sequel is. That's the only qualification.
Yeah, that's a Christmas movie.
Let me ask you something. Staying on Gremlins. Would you rather fight a gremlin the size of me or a hundred
gremlin?
Or 100 gremlin sized G's?
Bro, that's not a gremlin. Not, if it's your size,
gremlin size G's, bro. Yeah, a gremlin your size.
That's an ogre, bro.
He's gonna have that's an ogre. He can have the claws to match. And
damn, y'all make me feel bad about myself.
No, I'm just saying, you're 6 foot. I can't imagine a 6 foot gremlin, bro.
Yeah, big. What are they? What kills him? Water.
No, water turns them into the gremlins. Yeah. Water turned them into the bad gremlins.
How did you kill? I forgot how you kill them.
The sun.
Well, that one lady, she put one in the microwave.
Yeah,
she put another one in a blender.
Put them in a blender, bro. If it's a 6 foot gremlin coming at me, I'm just gonna have to get the shotgun because ain't no fucking way.
That's like a little Godzilla just running at you, bro.
Right, exactly. And they're just chaotic, bro. Hell nah.
Put a hole in his chest.
Something, dude. Yeah, no big boy. But yeah, I'll take the mini gremlins of G. I'll take those. Yeah, for sure.
100 of them?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, fuck bro.
I'll be jumping on them like Koopas. Just...
Yeah, you got to do that. Fuck that. Anywho.
We were talking about the bad movies.
Oh, so fuck.
Y'all got something.
I can't believe. Did you say Gremlins is a bad movie?
Yeah, but I was just fucking with Greg.
Okay. I was like, hey, let's chill out. Oh, let's stick to this. What are considered Christmas movies? So, you know, like Die Hard, people kind of consider it as a Christmas movie, but it's, what do you think?
I think it has to take, no, fuck, because that's going to help Greg's point. You know what? I don't care. If it's taking place between the days of, say, December 20th to December 30th, it's a Christmas movie.
Okay. Let's see. I found the list right now. Batman Returns.
No.
Is that the George Clooney Batman?
Yeah, it's the. Let me see real quick.
Is that not Christian Bale still?
No. I'll talk about like the 90s Batman. But I think it's because it has Mr. Freeze in it. But I think it's like George Clooney. Yeah, I think it's around Christmas, but I don't think it's a Christmas movie.
Wait, you said Batman Returns? That's not the one with Mr. Freeze.
Is that not?
Nah, but that's Michael Keaton, though.
Which one is Batman Returns in?
Too many Batmans keep up with.
That's the one with the penguin with Danny DeVito.
Oh, either way, that still works in my favor. Because they're like, I think it's like kind of cold. I don't know if it's Christmas or not, but I don't know. Let's see. They said here, the 90s. Go ahead.
My bad. Go ahead. I was just going to say, they were just letting anybody be Batman in the 90s, huh? Anybody who wanted.
Because they can't drop them now. They didn't want to do it. I forgot what the deal was for George Clooney of how he became Batman, but he wasn't trying to do it either. But anyway, A Nightmare Before Christmas, and it's like one of those Tim Burton ones. It has Christmas in it, but I don't think they're like ain't Christmas.
It's I think it's both. It plays for Halloween and also yeah. Christmas.
Okay, so Edward Scissorhands. I think it has like a holiday thing in there. I don't know if it was Christmas or not, but it's in this.
More of a
this
New Year's movie, bro.
New Year's. Okay.
Yeah.
Trading Places with Eddie Murphy.
What? The Freaky Friday, Eddie Murphy.
I think he's a poor guy, and him and the rich guy like just switch places like to live each other's like lives or whatever.
Ebenezer.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
We're done with the movies. You're making me think too hard.
So my bad. I'll just bring it. Go ahead. I was gonna bring. I have another Christmas thing real quick, actually. So there's this Santa run, and it's a pub crawl. So thousands of Kris Kringles and Jolly Old St. Nick's, and also the Grinch hop bars from Adelaide to Vancouver. It's called SantaCon Charity Pub Crawl. Stupid cold out there. They donate, I think, thousands of dollars to the charity and stuff. My question is, being as cold as it is in like Canada and up north and stuff, are you doing this bar crawl like dressed as whoever, like Santa Claus or whatever? And on top of that question, who would you dress up as?
Is Santa Claus not the only answer?
No, I mean, they have Santa Claus, the Grinch, Kris Kringle,
Frosty the Snowman. Wait, is Kris Kringle not Santa Claus?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. They said Kris Kringle and then Santa Claus, so I don't know.
I wonder if it's like a Bruce Wayne Batman situation.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Whenever he puts on the coat and whenever he hops in the sleigh, he's like, Santa! And then as soon as he gets out, he's like, that's Kris.
Chris. Yeah. You gonna make me Santa?
I don't know who else I'd go with, bro. I mean, there's only so many Christmas characters.
I'm gonna be Rudolph, bro. I'm gonna get that's a whole ethnic. Rudolph suit. What you mean?
It's ethnic, bro. It's foreign, bro. I mean, that's a good pick.
He's brown. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, okay. Who'd you say?
Me? I decided yet. You said Santa Claus. I'm gonna go with Mrs. Claus. If G Santa Claus. That's what we're gonna do.
Damn.
Shit.
Do not bag me a baddie.
Damn.
That's crazy. What Christmas drinks are y'all drinking? And they have alcohol in it.
Ooh.
They do or they don't?
They do.
Well, I'm this fucking is a pub crawl. Season, bro. Just give me a little motherfucking hot chocolate with Kahlua, baby. And I'll be faded, bro.
That made my stomach hurt. But the hot drinks.
Life's a risk. If it's cold out there,
yeah, it's gonna be cold as shit.
Yeah, give me all the hot chocolate, bro. Give me a gallon of that shit.
Global warming.
Give me a gallon of that and a gallon of Kahlua, and call it a day.
A gallon.
That's crazy.
Life's a risk.
You have like 10, 15 bars to hit.
I would just take a bunch of those Grinch shots.
What are those?
You know what, bro? Rumple tastes like Christmas. It's minty.
Tastes like Christmas.
I'll just drink Rumple, bro.
That's gross. That's freaking nasty.
You never I love Rumple.
Shots? They look like Scooby snack shots.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
What do they taste like?
It's weird. It's like 7-Up, some tropical juice type thing. It's got Midori in it because it's green. And it's like blended. And they put some whipped cream on it. It's very fruity-esque. But give me.
I might be taking some Fireball, bro.
Yo, boy's crazy.
Hell no, bro. You're fucking wild, bro.
Hey, man. It is what it is. It's Christmassy, like cinnamon and stuff like that, you know? Fuck it.
Y'all got all the flavors. Yeah. Cinnamon, mint. Sign y'all up for Christmas, boys.
I'm going to just have the bottle with me to just take it everywhere. I'll drink like a thing of eggnog. Well, I don't know what they put in it. Is it vodka?
Nah, it's eggs.
Bro, the alcohol.
No, I don't know.
I think you can mix it with whatever you want. But thank you, James. Great segue.
We can go back to your bar crawl, but I need to just set the record straight. Eggnog is ass. Y'all never come out and said that you like it, but for the people listening, if you drink it, I don't respect you. It is. I've never had it, but like
Greg said,
if it's got eggs in it and you just drinking it for fun, listen, you got bigger problems. If you drink eggnog, you're the ones complaining about egg prices. So that's all I got to say about that. Eggnog ain't good. Stop drinking it. You ain't impressing nobody. You just grossing everybody out.
I'm looking it up right now. I don't know what all that.
I went to get an eggnog recipe so we could talk about this. And I clicked the first one that came up, and it's one of those fucking blogs, bro. That you know they give you a whole life story before they give you the recipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I finally get to the ingredients, and there's a fucking paragraph for each ingredient. I'm like, what?
I have it right here. If you couldn't find it, so whatever. Milk or cream, sugar, raw eggs. One or more alcoholic spirits and spices, often vanilla or nutmeg in some recipes, cloves, and some recipes call for the eggs to be separated so that the egg whites can be whipped until they are thick. This gives the drink a frothy texture. I was wondering why it was frothy like that. That makes perfect sense. Yeah, fuck an eggnog, bro. Why am I going to get drunk off of raw eggs? And I know there's other shit in it too, but...
You drinking pancake batter.
The only reason I said that a minute ago is because... Why are you not drunk? It was a scenario, but nah, I'm not drinking no eggnog, bro. I'm sorry. And if you drink eggnog, I'm not judging you, bro.
Go ahead. Like, imagine getting that shit. Imagine like being the first person to go into the Christmas party talking about, you want to taste this drink I made? Oh, that's not that bad. What's in it? You know, a little this, a little that. You know, you can't tell nobody.
The thought process to go into it.
You show up to a party, like, hey, I'm going to make some drinks. Where's your eggs? Like, hold on. I need rum, I need cream, I need sugar, vanilla. Okay, yeah, that sounds nice. And a dozen eggs. Get out.
Oh,
get out of my party.
The thought process to go behind eggnog is insane. I gotta look up who made this because that don't make any sense to me. Because like you sitting at home just, about to go to a Christmas party. What we go cook be Christmas-y alcoholic drink. And then you see your wife in the kitchen like, she has a carton of eggs, and then you see the spices. Like, you know what? I have an idea. And then just threw all this shit together and like, not bad. That took it to a party.
I mean, you put it in a bowl and drink it. And then the next day, if you put some baking powder in there, you got French toast or some shit.
Yeah, no, man. I'm going to, yeah.
Matter of fact, that's what you dip French toast in.
What? So,
eggnog?
Or basically, eggs, spices. Milk.
Oh yeah. That's what you dip the toast in to make it a French toast.
Correct.
That's what makes it French.
So historically, also known as milk punch or egg milk punch.
Milk punch. Fuck you.
It's a rich, chill, sweet, dairy-based beverage traditionally made with milk, cream, sugar, and egg yolk, and they don't know like the. Original origins, but they said it could have originated from medieval Britain. So take that white.
No surprise.
You know, black people don't eat raw eggs.
Not at all. I'm looking at the rest of this because I saw something else that had a name in it, but I didn't know what was happening. Let me go back to this
milk punch.
The earliest documented example of eggnog dates to 1775 when Maryland clergyman and philologist. Jonathan Boucher wrote a poem about the drink. Now they have poems about eggnog? That's crazy. But yeah, it's from Britain, looks like. So yay.
They also eat cold beans for breakfast. So
hey yo.
I'm not surprised that it was from across the pond.
Oh man. I didn't know that. That makes sense. It does make sense. So anywho, on to the next. What you got?
Greg, we're waiting on you.
And I'm not going to lie to you, I just checked my list of topics and it's a burrito list. I got to take breakfast to work tomorrow. So,
goodness gracious.
Get the fuck out of here. You're late and you didn't come with anything. This is podcasting at its finest, people. My esteemed,
lovely co-host, time person
of the year, according to his nephew, probably.
Hilarious.
Let's see. Here's a little anecdote from my day. Like I said, I went to today after work. And I saw online, theothers.com, giving a free plug, an undeserving plug, I might add. If you bought this Versace cologne, which was for my secret Santa person, you know what I'm saying? That's what they requested. So I went and bought it online and said, if you buy this cologne, you get a free Versace cooler bag. And I'm like, cool. I'm going to go to the river with this bitch and have a Versace cooler bag full of beers. Next summer, I get the bag. I don't think nothing of it. You know what I'm saying? They give me a bag. They put it in my bag. And I get home. And that bitch is just a like a canvas purse I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Two beers.
I'm not even insulated, bro. I can't take this to the river.
Just carry your chunk glass in there.
So I'm pretty upset about that. I don't know who to complain to.
All right, listen. I don't know.
I was very upset. So I got a Versace bag if anybody wants it. I'm gonna put it on Facebook Marketplace for $600.
I'm gonna be in the comments talking nasty. Like, it's fake.
It's fake.
Versace.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
All right. Well, I got some more Christmas stuff.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you feel about ugly sweater parties and the premise behind it? So we had one at work, and I feel like some people cheat because they just buy these regular ass sweaters and then they make them ugly. They stick stuff to them, they paint them, blah, blah, blah. And then there's people that just go out and buy the ones that they think are ugly. I think it's an HR nightmare. Let me start by saying that, because you're going up there and booing people and cheering the fact that they're ugly. On the premise of work parties, right, what is your least favorite type? Like, if you hear ugly sweater party, are you upset? If you hear it's a white elephant, are you upset? Secret Santa type thing. What is the worst kind of Christmas party to know that you have to be involved with?
Secret Santa.
I mean, really?
For me, at least. Well, it's either that or the ugly sweater. Because this ugly sweater, I feel like I would rather do that with friends and stuff. But to do that at work, I can't wear the sweater I want to wear. Mm. I can't wear a unicorn coming out my chest at a work party. Like, what they gonna think of me?
I don't want you to wear that around me.
I know you don't want it, I've worn it before. Anyway, beside the point. And then the Secret Santa, I gotta fucking converse with these people to see, like, oh, who am I getting a gift for or whatever. And even the white elephant shit too. Like, you sit in a circle. Nah, none of those parties. This party has to do with work. Yeah, fuck all that.
Man.
Unless they taking me to, we getting food and we're playing that the stuff that is enclosed in plastic and you gotta unroll it with the oven mitts and stuff. I can do that, but getting gifts from coworkers, the ugly sweater party, the white elephant, all that. Yeah, I'm not doing any of it.
Okay,
I'm sick. I'm not showing up.
So before I answer the question, we're doing Secret Santa at work this week, and like I don't even know who the fuck I'm supposed to buy for. It's like the weirdest Secret Santa I've ever been a part of. They said just buy a $35 gift, and I was like,
$35 okay,
for who? And I don't know who I'm buying it for. So
good luck.
I don't know what I'm gonna come home with. Hopefully, I'm hoping for a blanket. I'm not gonna be mad at a blanket. You know what I mean? But second of all, we talked about it last week, and I don't like potlucks, bro. That's what we're doing. And I don't like it. There's some especially people that I work with that I'm not comfortable eating their homemade food. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know. I see them at work. I can't imagine what they're like at the house.
That's great.
I don't mind a Christmas party. But don't force me to do something. You know, like the ugly sweater thing, I don't like that. Because then it makes me go out of the way to go and find something that somebody else deems ugly. Because I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, this bitch is hideous. And I'm going to go and I'm like, oh, no, that's cute. No, it's not. And if I don't win the competition, I'm going to be mad that you made me wear this shit. as far as gift giving, I really just buy for myself. You know, if they give me a price tag for white elephant, I'm gonna buy something that I like and hope that I come home with it. Secret Santa, I don't like that either. I'm like James, I guess I just don't like parties. Because if I get somebody I don't like, I'm gonna have a really hard time listening. Oh yeah, your Secret Santa likes gift cards. Well, guess what? You get the opposite of gift cards, which is money, cash.
Just give them blank gift cards.
I'm gonna give them $30 in fucking pennies. Here you go, Bill. Get out of my face. I guess, I don't know. I guess it depends on the job. I think if you like the people that you work with and you're cool with everybody, like you said, if they're your friends, and I'm sure work Christmas parties are great and you can trust the food that's being brought. But where I'm at right now, my colleagues, they're either, you know, much younger than I am or much older, and they don't speak the same language or use the same jargon that I do. So we ain't got shit in common, man. Everybody just asks, how's your daughter? And how many times can I say a 7-week-old is doing well? You know, there's only two different ways to say that. She's either not or she is. Yeah. What's she doing now? Well, she stares at walls. she cries and she uses the bathroom. Anyway, Christmas parties. Listeners, if you're listening, tell me about your worst Christmas party that you've ever been a part of, and tell me why. Or you're really going to tell James, because he's the only one that gets comments or questions from listeners anyway. I'm not jealous. Talk to him all you want to. I don't care.
For the white elephant, you should just like buy a Ouija board and just have see how many times that shit gets passed around.
I am not going to buy a Ouija board.
I saw it on TikTok. Speaking of comments, can I get a Ouija board for
$35?
I think they're like $20. They ain't expensive.
Yeah, I'm gonna end. I'll have $15 left over. Ain't that something?
Speaking of comments, though, we did have a comment on the episode, real quick. Now that you said that, it was from Jake on the last episode, Luigi's Mansion. We were trying to pick DJ names. He said DJ Glizzy Greg is fire. So Glizzy Greg for your DJ name. All
right. I'll take it.
I really like Greasy Greg, but
I was just gonna say DJ Little Sleepy. Yeah, that's what I've been on.
DJ Nap Time.
I'm glad you said that because I completely forgot about that comment.
DJ Nap Time is hard, bro. I do be sleeping.
I was about to bring up a Christmas thing too, so I was gonna ask for people that do trees and stuff. Do you rather have a real tree or a fake tree?
Fake.
Yeah, I go with fake. I'm allergic to a lot of shit. I'll be sneezing.
Oh yeah, I forgot you're allergic to those. I would like a real tree, but the maintenance on that, hell nah, bro. So yeah. I'd do fake, but you know, your house smells like what, pine cones or whatever, pine saw. And that'd be cool and just have a real tree, but taking care of that shit and then trying to get it out after Christmas, nah. I'll just set it on fire in my apartment and just call it cool.
All right. Well, it wouldn't be the first time you get fire in an apartment.
Hey, yo. Anyway.
Try to burn down Nasty 90.
All right. I didn't try to. It shit just happens.
This one goes out to one of our listeners. Jessica, if you're listening, I read something about Christmases in Venezuela, and I think you might be interested. In Caracas, many people celebrate Christmas by roller skating to church. They shut down streets to help the roller skaters. So, Jessica, if you want to spend Christmas in Venezuela, take your skates, girl.
Is this just like regular skating or this like rollerball skating?
Well, shit, you're going to have to ask the Venezuelans that listen to the podcast because I do not know. It says roller skating, so I'm assuming it's very, very for the common folk, not intense.
Into the church.
Some other funky traditions from around the world. In Japan, on Christmas Eve, they eat KFC because in the 1970s, they ran an ad during that time, and I guess it just stuck. In Ukraine, if they get to celebrate a Christmas, because, you know, war. Christmas trees are decorated with spider webs.
Real spider webs?
I don't know. I guess we have a spider farm.
Okay.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, you're not Ukrainian, so it doesn't matter. What else do I got here? The Yule Cat. According to one story, farmers would reward their workers with new clothes if they finished their work on time for Christmas. If they didn't, the Yule Cat would eat them.
What the fuck is sheesh. That, bro?
Don't know where that is, but...
That's racist.
real quick, back to the Japan tradition. Also, for Christmas and Christmas Eve, Domino's serves, I think it was... fried salmon and something else on their pizza toppings it's just for Christmas and Christmas Eve. Because I don't know. I don't know what the tradition is for that one. I know the KFC one, but the Domino's one is new, I guess. But yeah, anyway, continue.
Oh, no, I got to thinking about, you know, traditions around my family and Peace family since I've been around them. And I thought, you know what? Let me venture out and read about some other cultures. And then off of that, I was going to ask y'all, is there anything y'all do in y'all's homes with your family that no one else has done before, or at least your friends or people that you've met? It's like, what? Y'all do that for Christmas? That's strange.
Not really.
Because everything we do is normal or standard.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, like my mom for Christmas morning, she cooks breakfast for me and my sister, and she's done that since we were 10 or so. I don't know. It's been forever, but nothing. I haven't been to anybody else's Christmas. And I'm like, what the? Y'all do that on Christmas? The fuck? I've never seen it. Because most of like my friends and stuff, they're all like Hispanic and everything. And we all probably do the same kind of thing. So I haven't seen anything like just out of this world, like, you know, sacrificing chickens or something. Yeah,
I was about to say.
Yeah, nothing crazy. So pretty normal.
Greg, you got normal Christmas?
Yeah, pretty normal. You know, like most Mexicans, we celebrate on the 24th.
Yep.
Instead of the 25th. So on the 25th, we don't really do shit. My mom usually cooks dinner on the 25th. She usually make like fried chicken with gravy or something that she doesn't cook all the time. You know what I'm saying? You know, it goes hard.
I'm going to Greg's house on Christmas because I too celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. which makes Christmas Day kind of a, I don't know. I'm not going to say
it's a day
because it's, yeah, but Christmas is really from the hours of December 24th, 7 p.m. to like midnight. And then everything else, now that we have a kid, it's different because what the common thing was as a family, extended family, you celebrate Christmas together. Theos, Theas, grandmas, grandpas all give their gifts. And then Christmas Day, children, if you're listening, I'm sorry. That's whenever your so-called Santa brings their gifts or, you know, the parents give their children their gifts on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about that. But now I got to give my daughter something shit. I mean, I got to wrap her gift and then unwrap it. My little girl's already spoiled, man.
You got to get on the roof and act like you Santa, like you just got there on Christmas Day.
How many? If they see a black man on the roof in my neighborhood, it is not going to end well.
That's true. Never mind. Cancel that plan.
I don't live in a nice neighborhood by any means, but it's still a black man on a roof. That is not common. But my daughter will know that there's black Santa. She's going to be very confused because she's going to see white Santa and be just, oh my God, what happened to him?
What happened to Santa? But yeah, same thing. Christmas Day is mostly just a day. When I lived back home, like all of us would just go hang out and stuff at Isaiah's and just drink. Cause I mean, we said, our Christmas is Christmas Eve. So Christmas Day is just a day.
I will say Christmas, the meal, you know, that's a big thing for me. Like the meal's got to be good. Big thing. People love bringing tamales, which are cool, but that's like a finger food, man. Don't give me that as an entree. I'm going to be upset. If you don't come with like a brisket or a smoked ham, it's going to be a bad day for G. It's easy for me to say because I'm not the one doing the cooking, but don't try to feed me appetizers all damn day on Christmas. I need some sustenance.
Well, we usually just do finger foods for Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve is cool. Yeah. But Christmas Day, because that, you know, my in-laws will be like, all right, y'all come back over in the morning. We're going to have this. And because it's cold, it's always like pozole or menudo. And I'm like, I don't want hot soup. Yeah. I don't want hot soup. Give me
what's this beef you got with soup, bro?
I don't like it. It's not
because I don't like soup. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend I like soup, but I mean, you got a vendetta, bro.
I do. Like, a vendetta. If I'm ever in a grocery store, I avoid the soup aisle. Because if not, I'll just punch the cans.
Do you eat soup with, like, when you're sick or anything?
No, I eat regular. No, I actually punish myself whenever I'm sick. It's weird, but I'm like, you can't breathe, so you can't taste anything. You're gonna eat sandwiches.
The fuck?
Like, I'm not gonna go out and get something that I enjoy because I can't taste it because I'm all congested and shit. Like, you know, you're gonna eat baked chicken and rice.
Punishing yourself because you're sick. You're just mad because you got sick.
Yeah. Weak ass body, weak ass immune system.
Oh shit, that's hilarious. Oh, I was gonna talk about so last week. Since we're on Christmas and stuff, me and Jessica went to Maxwell Park. So in my mind, I thought it was just like a farm. I thought it was just like a small farm, you know, a few Christmas lights or something like that. I did not know this is like a small fucking town, bro. This shit is fucking huge. Walk in there and they have like not petting zoo, but they have animals. So they have the goats, llamas, donkeys. What else they have? Those fuzzy cows. I forget what they're called, but the small fuzzy ones, and they had the fucking
Highland cows.
There you go. Highland cows. Thank you. You walk, and they have, like, you know, booths of just food, coffee, hot chocolate, and they got pits, and the people are cooking marshmallows and stuff, making s'mores and everything. And then you walk, and there's more Christmas lights, and you walk, like, a mile around it, and they have on the other side games and stuff where you can throw baseballs into the holes in the wall, football, like do that, and then they have basketball and stuff like that. And I did not know this place was that damn huge. I was thinking like this little small farm, like, oh cool, yeah, lights and stuff. But nah, bro, it's like they have a small cult out there or something. I don't know, it's big as hell.
Well, they do prior to winter, you can buy like a season pass essentially.
because starting in October it's a corn maze. But the
same is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they've turned their old farmland into this attraction. They changed the menu up slightly. P and I used to go out there. But yeah, you in the fall months, early fall months, it's a corn maze. They do hay rides and haunted corn things. And then whenever it starts to get colder, they put up all their lights and it turns into this Santa Land thing. But it's dope. Yeah, if you're, I think, I want to say Lubbock has a small version of that or shallow water. But
yeah, I've never been, but I know we got one.
Yeah, if you've never been to Maxwell's, it's a nice little spot to my people.
Big as hell.
No offense to single people, but you ain't gonna have no fun out there by yourself. So nah. Go with somebody or take your family.
They had a whole drama about this for the pumpkin stuff back in October. So it was like the last week before they, you know, switch it to Christmas and everything. And that last week it rained a ton. So they put out a post like, hey, sorry, but we're not going to be open. It's like flooded out here, so we can't do it. And people thought like, oh, they're taking our money, this and this and that. We got scammed. And then I'm like, bro, it rained. Like, they can't open. It's just too money for y'all to be out there. So, and they said like your tickets will go like towards, you know, the Christmas stuff and everything. But nah, you know, people on Facebook have to have an uproar about everything. Even though those same people that were having an uproar were probably there for the Christmas stuff. So I'm like, bro, y'all making big things out of nothing. Like, they said that tickets will transfer, so. But anyway.
Can't satisfy anybody.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Before we go into Song of the Week, you wanted to bring up favorite podcast moments of 2024. So before we go into Song of the Week and stuff, we can do that real quick. What y'all have?
I got mine, and I have a honorable mention from my wife. She wanted me to share her favorite moments. It was either Greg talking about taking his subs into outer space, or James's production skills while I was away from my daughter's birth. So the whole sports boom, yeah, that she got a kick out of that. Those are her favorite moments of the year. Mine, it's a toss up. I try to decide between our macaque story and trying to trap those little monkeys. Or whenever we talked about having diarrhea on a flight.
Oh, no. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Those two, which were actually back-to-back episodes. I went and looked, 22 and 21, respectively. For those of you who didn't get to listen to those, go check them out. But, yeah, those are my top moments if I had to pick one or two.
For me, it was probably – let me think. And, Greg, if you have your moments already, you can go ahead while I'm thinking right now. But – It's probably when we brought Lewis on and we were just laughing at everything and bringing up old stories and stuff like that. That was probably one of the best moments. And then also, and this is just on my side of production side, when we I had to edit out a lot of Greg's antics for the when the Lulu came on with the little noises I was making and stuff. That was just for me on the editing, so I had fun with that.
He'd have been behind bars today if. James didn't help him out,
but
yeah, I think
shenanigans, some would call them.
Yeah, all that.
Man, it's tough because you know it's been a beautiful ride, as my boy Dewey Cox would say. As I stand on the precipice of death, I
here we go.
My perspective is enormous. You know what I'm saying? Gosh. And it just, you know, I look back and I can't pick a favorite moment because.
Get the fuck out of here.
I cherish all of them. Every second I sit here in this digital lobby with my friends, you know, and I don't know, man. We had some good ones. I think we kicked it off pretty strong with the Naked and Afraid. Yeah, that was cool. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
You know, G bringing up the Jew tunnels. Can I say that?
Oh, yeah. I was about to bring that up too. The tunnels.
You did now. It's out there. Some more answers.
That was good.
We had some good ones, bro.
To the listeners, I wanted to put it out there. I'm gonna really try to put the question on Instagram. Hopefully, my co-host can hold me accountable. But I really want to know, for those of you that listen and interact with us on social media, what y'all's moments are, or you can leave a comment on Spotify. Let us know what your favorite moments are. We'll do like a recap because, like I said, I'm not rapping. I'm just, you know, plugging here, but
Yeah.
We may record New Year's Eve and that episode will get put out that week, or we may record New Year's Day. But either way, the episode that you'll hear in 2025 will be the first one. First one of 2025, last one of 2024, perhaps. So
yeah,
let us know what your favorite moments are.
It'll be season two of the pod and us being a year in.
Yeah, 48 episodes now. We've only missed, according to, you know, quick math, 52 weeks in a year. We're only going to miss three or four weeks when it's all said and done.
Yeah,
pretty good. So. I missed one extra, you know, because child. But
holidays and stuff, too. We got to account for Thanksgiving. And also, we won't have an episode next week for Christmas. So, but other than that, I mean, we've been pretty consistent. So, hey, kudos to us.
Hey, good kudos to the listeners, because y'all didn't ask for this. We didn't ask for this. We gave it to y'all anyway.
Facts.
Oh shit!
Did not ask for it. We still doing it.
Song of the week.
Song of the week brought to you by not eggnog, you mother effers.
Hell yeah.
It's brought to you by hot soup for my guys that like hot soup.
That's me.
Staying in the holiday theme of today's episode, I'm gonna go with Wham's Last Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good one, dude. I've been wanting to listen to that all day, and I kept forgetting, so I never put it on my shuffle.
My daughter loves Christmas music, apparently, so we're playing the same playlist. So I've heard it at least 18 times in the last couple days.
Hell yeah. Me Too, Christmas song. It just dropped last week. Xmas time, Gorilla and Kalani.
Oh,
go crazy.
You really ratchet. You really a ratchet, bitch, James.
Hey, bro, I love Gorilla. I don't care. I love her music.
She's the one that's like, I'm GLE in the GRE. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I love her shit, bro.
I guess I'll stay in the Christmas realm as well. I'm going to go drink in my cup, Kurt Cobain's.
I was really excited to hear it too. Damn it.
Fucking hell, bro.
I hate this, man.
Whatever.
I did have an honorable mention.
Go ahead.
Christmas by Elvis.
Blue, I like Christmas. Singing
that song.
It's not really a good song. I just like singing it.
There's also Christmas by Darlene Love, I think is her name. That's another banger.
I go on and on. I like Christmas music. I'm not really big on the holiday itself, but the music slaps.
Do y'all like the Mariah Carey Christmas song?
All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Yeah.
It don't bother me.
No?
I'm going to sing the shit out of it when it comes on.
Okay. I was just curious, because
whenever the bells come in, I'll be live, boy.
I'll be live. Oh, shit. No, I was just curious if anybody actually, like, dislikes that song.
I mean, if they do, it's probably because they worked retail and they heard it.
Yeah. She makes millions for a reason off that one song alone, bro. So,
yeah.
She put crack in that booth.
She did.
She sure did. That's
cracking
crazy.
My headphones.
Before we move on to sports and close this out, do y'all have like a favorite song or artist of the year? Just in case, like, we start the new episode on 2025.
I mean, basically, I think that's goes back to our rap. No, I mean, you know, Deftones, I listen to all year consistently.
I think it has to be Frontera.
Frontera.
Yeah, I listen to them a bunch, like Greg said, according to my rap.
Yeah. I feel like my rap didn't include them, but for me, I listen to their music a lot. It's this group called, and I struggle with their name a lot because it's fucking crazy, Sakon Action. That's what they're called. This is a Japanese group, but they make like really dope, like alternative, I guess, rock music. It's pretty dope.
I like the people James are talking about, but you know, here James goes again, bro, with the fake Japanese artist. All
right, bro.
Ooh, James got
this. Did y'all see my Instagram post from the other day? That was that group that was performing. If y'all looked at it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's them.
The one that you saw in Austin. That's who you're talking about.
No, that's Atarashigako. This group I just like just because they play music. I just posted a video of them like 2 days ago on my Instagram, but anyway,
I got myself confused.
I got one of their songs in my library. They're pretty good, bro.
Which one?
I couldn't tell you. I can't even find it. Let me see.
I was gonna say, yeah, share with the class. What song is it?
Oh, let me find it.
Let's hear what that is.
I'm curious of which one it is.
He gonna mix them up.
What the hell?
Told you.
No, it's not there no more. Like
it's never there. He didn't commit to the bit.
Oh, it's well. I mean, I found it. It's not in my library no more. But it's that what's it called, James? Wasura Renee, whatever shit.
Oh yeah, Wasura Nu Urude. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a dope song.
Both y'all don't know what that is.
I wonder why it's not in my library no more, bro.
It's that one song, bro. I'm sure you've seen the clips of it when the dude's dancing. He's all like in a white suit or whatever, and he's dancing with his shoulders and stuff. If you haven't seen it, I'll send it to you after this. But it's a really good song.
Yeah, send it to me. Send it to me so I can call you a liar.
Anyway, sports.
Sports, boom, pow, jingle bells all the way. Bring the sleigh, bring the boom.
That was pretty good.
I'm gonna definitely put some booms after that.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself with that one. any of y'all want to lead it off?
Oh, I can. Hey, Panthers, we're trying our best. We're doing it. But
almost.
to get our ass handed to us by the Cowboys is super embarrassing. Just because my families are all Cowboys fans, and we've been playing everybody close the past 3-4 weeks, but the Cowboys we basically get blown out by. It is what it is. Panthers are trash, but we're getting better week in, week out. And I can't wait to the draft because we're about to pick up a lot of players, or we're going to trade for some good players because we have a lot of high picks. But anyway, Oregon, we got 2 weeks off, so ain't nothing going on there. Celtics, they haven't played in, I think, like a week or so either because the NBA Cup has been going on. So no NBA games for this dropping on the 20th, so there ain't no games on the 19th, so they're not playing this week, but they're good. Carolina, they're disappointing. They play okay, but you can just tell when your team is just okay this year, and when they're like, okay, this could be a contender, and they're just okay. And it's upsetting to see, because I thought this year would be the year that we make a deep run again. It's not looking likely. Might be a first round out, maybe second round, but they're there. But that's all I got.
Well, let me see. The Rockets got taken out of the Emirates Cup, and alluded to by the young and up and coming Thunder, who are looking pretty good, although they lost to the Bucks. But the Rockets are currently the 4th seed in the West, so I'll take it. We'll see how the season plays out. Still early. Best players on the team didn't show up for that game. And whenever you're the best players on the team, you got to. Let me see the Jets. Well, they're a shit show. They can't even tank right. I mean, you're playing another team that's got 2 wins or 3 wins, and you beat them. And it's for what? A win does nothing for you. You've been eliminated from the playoffs for 3 weeks now. A loss helps you with draft position. But apparently I'm supposed to be happy about this team winning. And Devontae Adams looking great. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars, buddy. Everybody looks great against them. You're not doing anything crazy. Shit franchise. Apparently our best receiver, arguably our best receiver, Garrett Wilson. There's rumors that he wants to be traded. And honestly, I hope he does. I hope all the young guys, I hope all the talented guys just jump ship and like trade me, because something's got to give. They make lateral moves, stale, stagnant. I tweeted that out today. But damn it, I always come crawling back. They are the Super Bowl winners of off seasons. Let me tell you what, they make me really excited, and they make me really sad. The Yankees lost out on Juan Soto. Honestly, fuck them. But welcome, Max Fried. Honestly, don't know how to pronounce that man's last name. It's spelled like fried. And also Cody Bellinger. So, yeah, excited for the Yankees next year. And my guys down in Austin, picture this. Saturday, it's 3 p.m. in DKR. It's a rocky and it's a rumbling first-round playoff game against the Clemson Tigers.
Well, I hope they pull it out. I really need my guys to come through with the W in advance to the next round. So, hook them.
Hook them.
The Steelers lost to the Eagles, which I was kind of expecting, but
they cheated.
They had a chance. Bro, the Eagles, the refs were on some shit, bro.
I saw.
I don't understand how you get in a brawl and give 2 penalties to the Steelers
Hmm.
instead of a 1-1 to each team. But hey, you know. I don't think Nish watched the game because I think she was shooting. But if you ask her, I'm crazy for blaming the refs. After we got a penalty for tripping, which I've never seen in my life before. We got a penalty for roughing the long snapper, which I've never seen before in my motherfucking life. I didn't even know it was a thing. But despite all that, you know, you can sit here and blame the refs all you want. But despite all that, you have the momentum and Najee Harris fumbles, you know, in the red zone. And Eagles recover it, and they win by 2 scores when we could have tied it up there, stolen the momentum, and won the game. So, you know, like I said, blame the refs all you want. It really comes down to Najee's fumble and fucking Patrick Queen not knowing how to tackle anymore. It is what it is. Yeah, I think we get Pickens back this week, hopefully, against the Ravens. Big game. They can clinch the division if they win. If we lose, I wouldn't be surprised. It's, you know, just like Mike Tomlin to fold in a big game. I have nothing to be happy about. There's nothing to smile about in my life. The Spurs are competitive most games. They're exciting. I think I hate to say it, but Castle's rookie of the year leader now because that one kid got hurt. The Sixers kid that James was talking about.
McCain.
Yeah, he was balling out, but he tore his ACL or something. He's out for the season. So, Castle's number one for rookie of the year now. Looks good, man. He's playing meaningful minutes. My boy Pop released a statement. He's coming back from that stroke he had. I don't know when, don't know where, but he'll be back. Texas Tech making moves in the portal for football. The basketball team, they just beat the shit out of Oral Roberts without JT Toppin. I don't know what's going on with JT Toppin, bro. I don't know if he's cooked or if they're just bringing him back slowly, but he hadn't played in like a month.
Damn.
Which is not good. So he's the best player on the team. Can't afford to go in a conference play without him on the cool. Big 12 is still probably the best conference for basketball, I think. Yeah, 100%. Because they know, I mean, who else?
I mean, who's the number one team in the land?
I have no idea who's number one right now. Oh, so you're going to hang your hat on Tennessee?
Team in the land?
No idea.
Auburn?
Yeah, so like I said, Big 12 is still the best conference for basketball. You really don't want to go in a conference without JT Toppin. I really wish Grant McCaslin would stop bringing in point guards that are under 6 foot, but he seems to like doing that. So until he doesn't do that anymore, we're going to live and die by a short point guard. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. I think that's all my teams. I think that's it.
All right. Well, this is a fun little Christmas holiday episode. Like I said, more like James mentioned, no episode next week. Enjoy your holidays. We'll be back first week in January, last week of December, however you want to think of it. But we will record for the new year. Be on the lookout for that. In between now and then, like I said, be active on social media with us. Let us know what your favorite moments were. Keep liking the podcast, following, subscribing, all that good stuff. Really means a lot to us. It's been a hell of a year. Really appreciate y'all sticking with us this long. Season 2. I'd like to say there's bigger and better things coming, but it might just be more nonsense, more antics, more shenanigans. But either way, we hope you're along with us for those as well. Guys, what do we got?
Anime Corner. If y'all want to hear some anime stuff, go check me out. Got an episode dropping Thursday. Well, this is coming out on Friday, so the episode will already be out. But I dropped the episode on Tuesday as well, so check that one out. But that's all I got.
Where's the holiday check?
I don't have – happy holidays, I guess. I got to work, whatever. I'm off the 24th and 25th. Got to be back in office on the 26th. I'm working the 23rd. There's no holiday cheers in corporate America. So, whatever. Happy holidays, though, I guess. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
All right. Well, I think that's a beautiful way to end. Bye, y'all. Jingle all the way.